This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. The Trump administration envoy central to the Ukraine probe is distancing himself from President Donald Trump as he testifies on Capitol Hill Thursday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In prepared testimony obtained by the AP, European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland looked to separate himself from efforts by the president or personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani to have Ukraine investigate Joe Biden. Sondland was to tell House impeachment investigators he was disappointed the president told him to work with Giuliani on Ukraine policy. It all may be hard for Democrats to buy, though, given Sondland's role in the Ukraine dialogue, including him telling a fellow diplomat there was no quid pro quo in which Ukraine's leader would get a White House invitation in exchange for investigating corruption. Sondland's going to tell lawmakers he was simply repeating what the president told him. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A key U.S. lawmaker in the U.S. House of Representatives' ongoing impeachment inquiry into President Trump has died. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has more on the death of Representative Elijah Cummings.
Cummings' congressional office says the congressman died early this morning at Johns Hopkins Hospital due to complications from longstanding health issues. As chairman of the House Oversight and Reform Committee, Cummings led several investigations into President Trump's governmental dealings. He played a key role in the congressional inquiry into the president's attempts to pressure Ukraine's president into investigating Joe Biden. Cummings was 68 years old. I'm Mike Hempen.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence pushed Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan for a ceasefire to end his military assault against Kurdish fighters in northern Syria Thursday. The full story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Britain and the European Union have finally reached a tentative Brexit deal. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the new deal gives Britain a new economic freedom.
It means that Northern Ireland and every other part of the UK can take part not just in free trade deals, offering our tariffs, exporting our goods around the world.
The Prime Minister will now face the difficult task of getting the deal through Parliament with 320 votes to get it ratified. Opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn called the deal worse than the one negotiated by former Prime Minister May. But President of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, says the new deal gives clarity to a long-time ambiguous situation.
This is a fair, balanced agreement. It is testament to our commitment to finding solutions. It provides certainty where Brexit creates uncertainty.
The key hurdle to a Brexit deal was finding a way to keep goods and people flowing freely across the border between EU member Ireland and the UK's Northern Ireland after Brexit. Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar.
It also creates a unique solution for Northern Ireland, recognising the unique history and geography of Northern Ireland, one which ensures that there is no hard border between North and South, one which allows the all-island economy to continue to develop, and one which protects the European single market and our place in it.
Juncker recommended the other 27 EU nations endorse the deal as leaders meet Thursday in Brussels. Britain is due to exit the EU on October 31st. Former Trump administration officials have testified behind closed doors on Capitol Hill throughout the week as Democrats continued to build the case Trump invited foreign interference into the 2020 election. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more.
Democrats face pressure to hold an impeachment vote by year's end, avoiding the official start of the 2020 presidential election in February. Still, some said time shouldn't be a concern.
It's important to take note that we're not rushing so that we give any impression that we're happy at doing this, that this is a celebration, that all we want to do is to move the president in or out.
Democrats' next step, learning more about the text exchanges between Trump officials, including former European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland, set to testify Thursday. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
Hong Kong's pro-democracy lawmakers Thursday condemned the violent attack on pro-democracy leader Jimmy Sham of the Civil Human Rights Front. The full story is on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News. We'll